Dear listeners, we dealt in our group with the topic of colonization and decolonization in museums, and took a closer look at the exhibition Resist in the Ethnological Museum Rautenstrauch-Jost-Museum in Cologne. The exhibition Resist, the Art of Resistance, an ethnological and art exhibition, tries to give muted voices who resisted in one way or another the possibility to tell their stories. Those voices include 40 artists and activists and gave them, literally, a space to express themselves in so-called It's Your Room rooms. One of the rooms let Pejula Iwola speak, an art historian from Nigeria, who speaks about the stolen cultural artifacts from the Kingdom Benin, in particular, the popular Benin princess. She was born in Benin City to Princess Elizabeth Olowo, the daughter of the Oba of Benin, until the mid-70s, which means the so-called leader of the Edo people who live in the now city of Benin. Her connection to Benin follows her into her professional career, where Peju focuses on the old kingdom of Benin and the city that exists today. Three of us, Christoph, Lara and Teresa, have visited the exhibition in Cologne. Lara and Teresa took a guided tour through the exhibition with Peju and were able to speak to her about restitution in museums, while Christoph went through it by himself. Let's listen to what they have experienced in their visit.
So Lara, what do you think of the exhibition Resist in terms of its representation of colonialism? What do you like best?
Well, I think the idea to show contemporary artwork of artists from the Global South on resistance against colonialism is very empowering. But what I like best is the supporting program of the exhibition. The museum organized, for example, a discussion forum, again with numerous speakers from the Global South, about the future of ethnological museums. And I really, really liked the guided tour from Peju about the Benin bronzes, which you and I joined. For me, it was very powerful to hear Peju's own view on the robbery of the bronzes. So let's hear one sentence from her on that.
Now, these treasures that were taken away, they're taken away violently. There was killing and bombing. And in fact, in one of the scriptures, it says that British soldiers open fire on the Benin defenders that fell from the top of trees like nuts. So that's the context of the removal of these bronze objects you've been seeing today in this It's Yours room.
So here, Peju talks about the violence and the killing that happened in the Kingdom of Benin. As a Nigerian and a descendant of the royal family, she feels personally connected to the bronzes. In my opinion, it is a very adequate method to give a voice to people like Peju. So let's hear Peju's opinion on this method.
And I've only just had the time to come to Cologne to see the exhibition for the first time. But I'll talk about what we did. I think it's a great method that the director of the museum has given us this opportunity to put together this exhibition, because For many decades, we've been told stories about ourselves. We've not been given the opportunity to speak about, to say our own stories. And I think this is just a great opportunity for one to express oneself as an artist who has been working on the theme of expropriation of objects from Benin City in Nigeria.
So, as you can hear, she values the exhibition as a great opportunity to tell her own story.
When we talk about exhibitions in museums, and particularly ethnological museums like the Rautenstrauch-Jost-Museum, the question of restitution always comes up. How can museums and exhibitions deal with this difficult topic within their exhibitions?
First of all, it's a difficult task. Many of the objects exhibited in European museums have an unclear provenance, where they're stolen, bought, or where they're gifted. With the two last options, you always have to question under what circumstances and conditions. Was it all voluntary? Peju has a clear opinion on this, as she told us in the tour.
For me, I'm interested in how we can bring all these objects to show the public here in Cologne that these objects are here. They don't belong here. They belong in Berlin. So when you talk about restitution, it means that you believe that this work should go back to where they belong.
So how can museums and exhibitions deal with it? How can they handle restitution? How can these objects still be shown as exhibits in museums? Wouldn't it be better to return everything and leave the museums empty? We asked Pitu whether it would at all be possible to show European colonial history in an authentic way in museums without physical objects from former colonies.
It's very difficult because most of these objects that come from the colonial past are full of trauma. They're very violent. It has very violent history. And I also think people have said that if these works are returned, then the museums are going to be empty. But I think the key thing here is for you to define ownership. If you say these works belong to the Oba of Benin, to Nigeria, you can make a negotiation to say, okay, I want to show this work. So you're going to change that nomenclature from looted art to loaned. It could be loaned to this museum by Nigeria with the permission of the King of Benin. So there has to be a new kind of narrative around these works for them to remain in Europe and America.
So she said there are ways to deal with such objects and their restitution. The museums have to simply recognize the ownership and can show the objects still as loans in their museums.
So Christoph, you were not able to join the guided tour with Piju and instead visited the exhibition on your own. What was your impression of the exhibition?
I also liked the exhibition very much, but stumbled over the curatorial elaboration. The exhibition often remains on a symbolic level, while at the same time the contextualization of exhibits and statements is missing in some places. For example, in the room dealing with the provenance of works from the museum, it is written out in what context the exhibits came to the so-called collectors, but the historical dimension behind it is missing. A purchase or a donation against the background of a colonial constellation is not voluntary either. The strictly historical level is somewhat lost in the context of the exhibition in some places. The focus of the exhibition is on the exhibits and the subjective impressions of the curators. This has its merits. An empathetic perspective is offered that takes sides with those affected. However, against this background, the historical context is repeatedly blurred, and historical examples are exhibited together, between which there are nevertheless massive differences. The exhibition clearly shows where the limitations of an ethnological and art historical approach lie when it comes to conveying historical facts. Perhaps a stronger historical accompaniment to the exhibition could have provided more clarity in some places and would have better served the curator's concern. A systematic approach could have made clear how systematically colonial crimes took place.
Thank you, Christoph, for your interesting comments on the exhibition. And I would like to thank all the other participants, Anna, Teresa, Lara, and Ida. These explanations on the exhibition Resist the Art of Resistance in the Museum Rautenstrauch Jüst Museum help us to understand that the current question of how to deal with decolonization within a museum, and more precisely, how to deal with the question of the origin of works brought back during colonization, their provenance and their restitution, is still very complicated to handle. First of all, we can measure that the Jüst Museum has shown a certain audacity and is in a way a precursor by proposing an exhibition on a history of resistance to colonization, associating historical narratives, exhibition of ancient works of art and contemporary works of art. The integration of contemporary artists is also to the credit of the museum. The vision proposed by Piju Lajivola concerning the restitution of the works, and in particular the bronzes from Benin, is interesting in that it proposes a solution that would not necessarily be radical, a recognition of the ownership of the works in exchange for long-term loans to different museums. This question of the Benin bronzes is still topical and is one of the subjects raised, for example, by the art historian Bénédicte Savoie in her book published this year, Afrika's Kampf seine Kunst, Africa's Struggle for Its Art. And many governments and museums have yet to make a clear statement on this issue. If awareness exists, the question of restitution is still far from being resolved, and other actions or exhibitions will perhaps be necessary to make the general public aware of this issue, which is part of an ever larger framework, namely the treatment of the question of decolonization.
This podcast was a student project for the seminar Europe and its Colonial Past, in cooperation with students of the Free University Berlin, the Sorbonne in Paris, and the University of Cologne. Writers, speakers and editors in alphabetical order were Ida Louise Hattenberger, Xavier Payouché, Anna Victoria Reinhardt, Lara Schröter, Christoph Seibert and Theresa Zeller.